why should you, as a leader, show respect to earn respect? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's episode, let's talk about the respect that you earn by showing respect as a leader. I have three tips as usual. Our first tip today is to acknowledge people. People are more sensitive than you might think to being snubbed, and when you snub someone, it's usually by not acknowledging them in the workplace. One of the best examples I've seen of how to counteract that tendency to ignore people is to always remember what's called the 5 and 10 rule. The 5 and 10 rule says that everyone within 5 feet should be greeted, hello, how you doing, how's your day going, and everyone within 10 feet deserves at least a wave or a nod or an acknowledgement. Simply by acknowledging people, it feels that you've respected them. When you walk right by and you don't talk to them, it basically says you're being disrespectful, at least from their perceptions. Tip number two is to remember that you're one big team. Some leaders create this hierarchy, and that hierarchy makes it feel like you work for me, we don't work on this together. You really want this spirit of collaboration to exist, so you want to show that you're willing to work hard and get your hands dirty and be there alongside your team when they handle challenging situations and assignments. By making it feel like we're all in this together, that shows them respect because you're not better than them. And the third tip I have is to deal with disrespect. The reality is you or one of your team members might be disrespectful, and that means you're going to have to confront and correct that situation so it doesn't occur in the future. That means calling people on their behaviors, especially when it's repeated over a period of time. It could be considered insubordination if someone is disrespectful to you as the supervisor. So have a discussion with them and ask them to change their behavior to build their awareness so it doesn't happen again, and also to point out any consequences that would apply if it does continue into the future. By confronting any disrespectful conduct, you'll be setting your team up for success and your leadership job will become easier. Once you've figured out that earning respect means showing respect, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership attributes, and of course, you can do that by having us do the training for your company on site or through our virtual training studio, or simply enrolling a person or two in our virtual training workshops, or perhaps some of our on-demand solutions that we offer. All of it begins on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Be sure to connect with us and let us know how we can be of service to your organization. You can also connect on our social media platforms on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or on Twitter. Either way, it's a great conduit for picking up leadership tips on a go-forward basis. And remember, we're here to help your team exhibit leadership excellence that drives top-notch results.